Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishanel Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Mem Ches. At the top of the Omer, Rav Papa poses a shaila, Davke Lekoimitz Bedoifne Demono Mai, Toichli Be'inon Ve'o'iko, Oidilma Hanocha Be'toichai Ketikne Be'inon Ve'holeko. This same shaila appears in Menachos Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi over here and there explains the shaila is that after the Kohen does the Kmitza, so he's supposed to put the Kmitza into a Kli, to be Mekadosh B'Kli, and instead of putting it at the bottom of the Kli, he stuck it to the side, the walls of the Kli. And the suffix is it enough that it's B'toicha Kli, that it's inside the Kli, or does it have to be Munach B'toicha Ketiknoi, the normal way, at the bottom of the Kli? Now the next shaila of the Gemara, Mar Bar Ravashi's shaila, Avche lemono v'davke lekoimitz ba'arisei demono mahu. So over here, Rashi does not explain anything. Perhaps Rashi did not have the girsa in our Gemara, like Tosis at the top, Tosis dibar maschol boi Rav Papa. He says that most Svarim did not have this shaila in our Gemara. However, Tosis says in the Gemara Menachos Yud Aleph it does appear. So over there in Menachos, Rashi explains that shaila similarly, that we're talking about the Kmitza being put into the second Kli, the Kiddush of the Kmitza. And the shaila is, if instead of putting it into the normal base Kibul of the Kli, he turned it over, and at the bottom of the Kli, there also was some receptacle area. Rashi says that often Ka'arais, bowls, had a base Kibul even on the underside of the Kli. And the shaila is that you have a hanocha b'toichai, but it's not hanocha ketikna, it's not the normal way of putting something inside the kli. So according to Rashi, both of the shailas of the Gemara are talking about the second kli, where the kohen puts the kaimetz after he finishes the maisa kmitza. Now the Rambam learns these shailas differently. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim, Halacha Chof Hei. He says, Hidbik ha-kaimetz ledoifin ha-kli v'komatz. He stuck on some of the mincha to the side of the kli, and he did the maisa kmitza from there. So we're not talking about where he put the kaimetz after he finished the maisa kmitza, rather where the maisa kmitza was done from. It was not done from the mincha which was lying at the bottom of the kli, rather from part of the mincha which was stuck on to the side of the kli. And the next shaila as well, where you turned over the kli, the Rambam there also learns the shaila is about the maisa kmitza and not about the maisa kiddush b'kli. Now the Brisker Rav in Menachos, Daf Yud Aleph, he quotes this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, and he asks a kasha on Shitas Rashi from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about a case where a kohen was doing Kabbalah's dam b'kli, and the dam fell from the tzavar of the behema. It was falling into the kli, and before it landed in the bottom of the kli, somehow the bottom of the kli opened up, and the dam never ended up landing at the bottom of the kli. And the way Rashi learns the sugya over there, if at the time the dam fell below the walls of the kli, it reached already the airspace of the kli, at that time the bottom of the kli was still intact, then the din is that the Kabbalah is a kosher Kabbalah. The whole shaila of the Gemara only is, if at the time the dam reached below the walls of the kli, at that time the kli no longer had a bottom, then the Gemara has a suffix if it's a good Kabbalah or not. And the Brisker Rav says that you see from here, that as soon as the dam reaches the Avir HaKli, it's already considered a good Kabbalah Sadam. And if so, why should that be different than our case, which according to Rashi, the kohen is putting the kmitza into the second kli, which is equivalent to the avodas kabbalah? Why don't we say that as soon as the kmitza reaches the avir hakli, the maisa kabbalah is already done? So what's the difference if he sticks it onto the walls or he places it at the bottom of the kli? Either way, as soon as it reaches the avir hakli, that's already enough to be avodas kabbalah. This kasha obviously is only according to Rashi in our sugya, who learns the nidan is about placing the kmitz into the kli, which is equivalent to the Kabbalah. However, according to the Rambam, the shaila of our Gemara is talking about where the maisa kmitza was done from. That cannot be compared to the sugya in Zvachim, which is talking about a different issue, what is considered a Kabbalah b'kli. Now there are a few terutim to this kasha. The Brisker Rav himself gives one teretz, In the Sefer Minchas Avram, on Menachas Daf Yud Aleph, he also brings a number of terutzim. So we'll say over a few of these terutzim. And one terutz is based on a yisoid that the Migdash David and the Sefer Evin HaOzel, Rav Yisr Zalman Meltzer, they say an important yisoid which comes up a number of places in Tzvachim and Menachas, and that is that Avodas Kabbalah, either Kabbalah Saddam or Matan Kmitza Bekli, it really includes two aspects. Firstly, it's one of the four Avodas Adam that have to be done for the Hechshir HaKarbin, the Shchito, Kabbalah, Hailocha, Zriko. So being Mekabel Adam in a Kli is one of the Avodas that have to be done for the Karbin. And secondly, it's also a Kiddush, which is Chal in the Dam. Before the Dam is ready to go on the Mizbeach, it needs an additional Kiddush, although the Karbin already has a certain Kiddusha, but the Dam needs a separate Kiddush on its own, which is accomplished when the dam is niskabel in a kli sharis. That gives the dam an additional kiddush. And by mincha as well, the koimitz needs an additional kiddush in the kli sharis before it can go on the mizbeach. Now the Migdash David and the Evin HaEzel are mechadish that these two aspects can be separated and it's possible to be mekayim one of them without the other one. An example to this is, there's a din that in order for dam to be roi for zrika, it has to be niskabel b'kli, a minimum amount. And if it's less than this, then the dam is not ready for zrika. Now what happens if the kain is mekabel in two different kalim, each one less than the shear, and afterwards he combines the two kalim into one kli, and now there's a shear in one kli. So there mechadish, that when the kain originally was mekabel in the kli, less than the shear, then that was already enough for avodas kabbalah. Avodas Kabbalah doesn't really have a minimum shear, and then afterwards when you combine them, that's when it's chal the kiddush on the dam. So in other words, the shear really is only a condition for the kiddush that we want to be chal when the dam is niskabel b'kli, but it's not a condition for the Avodas Kabbalah. And the chiddush of this is that these two things can be divided. It's shayach to have Avodas Kabbalah, even without a kiddush, the kiddush could be chal later. And with this, there are those that want to answer this kasha of the Brisker Rav, that the Gemara in Zvachim, which is mevur, that the Avir HaKli already is enough, that's enough for Avodas Kabbalah. And once Avodas Kabbalah is done, then afterwards there's no psol nishbach, even if the dam falls to the ground, once Avodas Kabbalah was done already, there is no psol nishbach. But our Gemara wants to know that for the second din, the din that this kaimitz needs a kiddush b'kli, that's the Gemara Sofik, was it considered niskadish by putting it on the side of the kli and not at the bottom of the kli? So even though Enechanami, as soon as the kain puts the kaimitz into the avir kli, so that's enough for avodas kabbalah, but we still have a Sofik about the kiddush of this kaimitz. For the kiddush, the kaimitz has to be placed in the kli, and that's the Gemara Sofik, doesn't have to be placed dafka at the bottom of the kli, or even the side of the kli, that also would be good enough for the kiddush of the koimitz. Now another teretz which is brought by the Minchas Avrom, b'shem Rav Berel Salvechik, and he writes that he found this teretz also in the Chedusher Meir Simcha, that the avodas kabbalah of dam and the avodas kabbalah of koimitz are fundamentally different. By kabbalah sadam, the dam is falling by itself from the mokum shchita of the animal, and the kohen just has to place the kli where the dam is falling, and when the dam falls into the kli, that's already enough for avodas kabbalah. However, by a mincha, after the kohen does the maisa kmitza, so he has to place the kohenitz into the kli, like the lashon of the Gemara in Menachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says by dam it's memela, by kohenitz koshokel v'rami, the kohen has to take it and place it into the kli. So one is just the kabbalah, and one is a nesina b'kli. And therefore, by dam, which is only catching the dam, there the din is that as soon as it comes within the avir of the kli, that's enough for avodas kabbalah. But by kaimitz, where the kain has to place it in the kli, there we don't say that once it reaches the avir, the avodah is already done. Rather, the kain has to put it down in the kli. And that's the suffix of the Gemara. If he puts it down against the side of the kli, is that also called a nesina b'kli? Now let's move further down the Omer. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim, Daf Chav Hei, which speaks about the din Nishbach Adam. The din is that if it spills to the floor before the dam was Niskabel B'Kli, then it's Pasul. But if it was already Niskabel B'Kli, and then it spills, then it's Kosher. And the Gemara brings a braisa. How do we know the din of nishbach adam? It says v'lokach midam hapar, and we make a drasha dam mehapar yikableno. The dam has to be niskabel directly from the par and not from the floor. And then Rav Papa asks the shaylo, what about if it's nispazerak teres bimolei chofnov? If the teres falls after the kohen did chafino, does it have a psul nishbach or not? And the Gemara explains, what's the shaylo? Do we say yodoy kitzavar behima domi upsulo? Is that like the dam which falls from the tzavar behima onto the ground before it's niskavel bekli, that there's a psul nishbach here also? The teres was not yet in a kli, so there'll be a psul nishbach. Do we say that the hands of the kohen are like a kli shoreis? So if it's nishbach after ready was placed in a kli shoreis, then there's no psul. Now Tosis Hashanim over here says that it's meduik from our Gemara that by a mincha the Gemara had no suffik. That was poshut that if the koimetz fell to the ground before it was placed in a kli, that there is a psul nishbach. And the Tosis Hashanim explains because that was poshut to us that the four avodas of a mincha are comparable to the four avodas adam. Just like by a carbon there's a shchita, so by a mincha also there's a kmitza. And just like after the shchita there's a kabbalah bekli for the dam, so too by a mincha you put the kaimitz bekli. So there, definitely, the same way like by a carbon, after shchita, before kabbalah, there's a psul nishbach, also by a mincha, after the maisa kmitza, before the matan kli, there'll be a psul nishbach. However, the Tosfos Hashanim says, by chafino, there, really, there is no din dafka to put the chafino into a kli. And like the Gemara says earlier, on Daf Mem Zayin, the only reason we have to put it into a kli is because it's loy efshar. It's only for a technical reason. And therefore, here, the Gemara held, perhaps we cannot compare it to dam, which the din is that there's a psul nishbach before it's niskabel bekli. Here, maybe we don't say that there's a psul nishbach until it's placed in a kli. Now, the Tosfos Hashanim doesn't really explain what's the other tzad. Why should there be a psul nishbach? Why should we compare it to dam, which has a kabbalah bekli? Here, l'chayr, there is no din to put it into a kli. So the Ritva explains that the two tzadim of the Gemara are, do we say that a kli is only because it's loy efshar, only for a technical reason? Or do we say, soif soif, bekli hu noisein, since l'maisa, after all said and done, he does have to put it into a kli? So we'll compare the hands of the kohen to the tzavar of behema, and if it's nishbach between the chafina and putting it in the kli, then there will be a psul, just like by dam. Now Tosis over here, in Dibur Maschil Dilma, he asks Akasha. He says, what's the tzad of the Gemara that there's no psul nishbach if it falls to the ground? Why don't we bring a raya from that which the Gemara says that the kohen gadol has to put the k'tiris into a kaf because it's loy efshar? There's no other way that he could bring the Ktiris and the Machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the same time. And Tosfos says, if there's no Psul Nishbach, then there is an Eitzah how he can bring both in at the same time. He'll put the Machta on top of the Ktiris. The Ktiris will be in both of his hands, and the Machta will lay on top of them. And when he gets inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he'll open his hand slightly and let the Ktiris fall to the ground. Then I'll take the machta and place it on the ground, and then again, scoop up the k'tiris, which was in a pile on the floor, and place it on top of the gecholim in the machta. So Tosfos proves from here, it must be that he cannot let the k'tiris fall to the ground, because there'll be a psul nishbach. If you'll say there's no psul nishbach, then the kohen gadol can do this eitzah to bring both of them inside the kodesh hakodashim at the same time. Now the ma'aseh Tosfos has a teretz, that lav oirech ara lasis kain. It's not respectful to do such a thing, and therefore, either way, this would not be an Eitzah. However, it would seem that we could prove from Tosfos' Kasha that he learned the Gemara's Shaila differently than the Ritva. Because Tosfos finds an Eitzah that the Kohen Gadol should be able to bring the Keteris inside without using a Kli. And therefore, Tosfos says, this is a Raya, that there is a Psul Nishbach, and that's why this Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. However, if you learn like the Ritva, if we find an Eitzah, how the Kohen Gadol could bring it inside without using a kli, then that itself is a reason, that should be a cause, that there should be no psul nishbach. The whole tzad that there is a psul nishbach, according to Ritva, is based on the fact that there's no Eitzah to bring it inside without using a kli. So if you find an Eitzah how to bring it in without a kli, you can't say this is a raya that there is a psul nishbach. The opposite, according to Ritva, this itself is a reason why there should be no psul nishbach. Or in other words, According to the Ritva, this Eitzah is not a raya that there's a psal nishbach. Rather, this is a kasha. If we find an Eitzah that he could bring it in lifnai lifnim without using a kli, then why can't he do this? And we can't answer because there'll be a psal nishbach, because this itself is a reason why there should be no psal nishbach. So Tosfos L'chaira learned the Gemara's kasha different than the Ritva. And according to Tosfos, the tzad of the Gemara that there should be a psal nishbach is not like the Ritva says, because soif soif boi kli. Rather, even if there'll be a hecha timsa that you won't need a kli, still there'll be a tzad that there should be a psal nishbach. And therefore, Tosfos has a good raya from the fact that we see the Kohen Gadol uses a kli and doesn't do this eitzah, it must be that this is no good because of the psal nishbach. Now, the Avnei Nezer, in his Truvas on Eir Chaim, Simen Tof Nun Ches, he makes this cheshbin to argue that Tosfos and the Ritva do not seem to coincide. However, Lemaisa, he says the Teretz, that really Tosfos can fit with the Shita of the Ritva. But in order to understand this Teretz better, we'll first discuss an important yesod of the Brisker Rav, legabe the psal nishbach. The Brisker Rav is in the Chedushim on Tvachim Daf Chof Hei. The Iker yesod he brings already b'shem his father, Reb Chaim, and he proves that there are really two dinim in the din nishbach adam. Agmar brings the makar of the psal nishbach adam from the drasha that says dam mehapar yikableno. And the Brisker Rav says the pashtus would be that that's a psal in Kabbalah's adam. One of the avodas that has to be done is Kabbalah, and the Torah tells us that in order for it to be a kosher Kabbalah, it has to come directly from the par straight into the kli. But if it was somewhere else in between, that's a psul in avodas Kabbalah. However, he brings the Torah's kainim, which makes a drosha to prove that after the dam already was niskaba b'kli, if it's nishbach on the ritzba, then it's kosher. And he asks, why do we need a drosha to be machshir if the dam was nishbach after Kabbalah? The whole din of dam mehapari kableno is a psul in the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is possible if it wasn't directly from the par. But once the dam was already niskabel, the avodas Kabbalah was already completed when the dam was caught in the kli, how can there possibly be a psul afterwards if the avodas Kabbalah was done already? So he proves from here, and he bases this on the Teres Kainim, which really has a different pasuk for the psul nishbach, that really, besides the din, that there's a psul in the avodas Kabbalah, if the dam was not caught directly from the par, there's another din, that if the dam was in a different mokim, a mokim which is not roi for the avodas Kabbalah, like if it was nishbach on the ritzba before it was niskabel b'kli, then there's chal a psul in the dam. It's not only that the avodas Kabbalah is psul, the dam itself becomes psul. And therefore we can understand the Teres Kainim at a Havamina that there should also be Chal in the psul in the Dam if it's Nishbach al Ritzba after the Kabbalah Bekli. Why should there be a Chalik before or after? Either way, there's a psul that's Chal in the Dam. On that, the Teres Kainim said, no, that the psul is only Chal before it was Niskabel Bekli. Once it's Niskabel Bekli, then this psul is not Chal. But Al Kapanim, we see from here that there's not only a psul in Avodas Kabbalah, it's a psul which is Chal in the Dam itself, if it was in a different place before it reached the kli. And he proves this din from that which we find it is a psul nishbach by a koimetz as well. We mentioned before that the Tosfos Hashanim is medayik from Har Gemara, that it was pashut to Har Gemara that by a koimetz there is a psul nishbach. The truth is, this is a mefurish Gemara in Menachas Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says clearly that there's a psul nishbach by a koimetz as well. And the Brisker Rav asks, Bishlam, we can understand by dam, there's a drasha dam mehapari kableno. The din is that there has to be an avodas Kabbalah from a specific place. The Torah tells us where the dam has to be coming from. It has to be coming from the par. And the drasha tells us that if it doesn't come directly from the par, that Kabbalah is apostle Kabbalah. However, by a koimetz, the Brisker Rav asks, the Torah doesn't tell us anywhere where the koimetz has to be coming from when it's niskavo b'kli. So Enechanam usually it will be in the hand of the Kain after he did the Maisik Mitzah, but if there is no din where it should be niskabel from, why should there be a psal nishbach if it doesn't come directly from there? So from here also he proves his point that there's a separate din, that there's a psal which is chal in the Kaimetz if the Kaimetz was in a different place other than the Kli, which is a mokim which is roi for Kabbalah. But if it's anywhere else which is not roi for Kabbalah, then there'll be a psul chal in the Kaimetz. In other words, it's not a psul in the avodas Kabbalah of the Kaimetz. Rather, it's a psul that's chal on the Kaimetz itself. And the Brisker Rav brings an additional raya from Er Sugya. He says, Chafina as well. The Gemara is mevor that there's a tzad that there should be a psul nishbach on the Ktaris. And here also he asks, that there is no Avodas Kabbalah by the Ketores, so how could we say that the Kabbalah became possible with the Psul Nishbach? We don't find anywhere there is an Avodas Kabbalah. And even if you say that there's a din to put it into a kli, in other words, it's not just a technical issue, but like the Ritva says, soif soif boi kli, but nevertheless, there's still no Avodas Kabbalah, and if so, there can't possibly be a Psul Nishbach in the Kabbalah. So from here as well, he proves that there's a different din, not only a psul in the Kabbalah, rather a psul which is chal in the Kaimitz itself, or in the Ketores itself, if it's in a different place, and therefore that's the side of the Gemara, do we say that if it's Nishbach al Ritzba, it's chal this psul. So this is the side of the Brisker Rav. The truth is, we should point out a ha'ora on the Brisker Rav. In Er Sugya, before a papa brings his shaila about Nispazer Ketores, if there's a psul Nishbach or not, the Gemara brings a Hakdoma by quoting the Mishnah in Zvachim and the Braisa which brings the drosha of Dam Mehapar Yikableno. According to the Brisker Rav, the din of Dam Mehapar Yikableno, that's a separate din. That's a psul in Avodas Kabbalah, which like the Brisker Rav says is not really negeh to us bechlal. Our psul Nishbach by Ketores is a different geder, it's the psul Nishbach which is chal in the Ketores or in the Kaimitz. And that's not learned out of the Pasuk of Dam Mehapar Yikableno. But Al-Kuparim, that's the way the Brisker Rav learns the Shaila of Nishbach in Er Sugya. Now to get back to the Ritva in Er Sugya, the Ritva explained the two Sodom of the Gemara are, do we say that here the Maisa there is no din to put into a Kli, and therefore the hands of the Kohen are like the Kli Shares? Or do we say no, that since Saif Saif you have to put into a Kli, so the hands of the Kohen are like the Tzavar Behema, and therefore there will be a Psul Nishbach? Now the Avinezer seems to understand the Ritva like this. Even something which has a psul nishbach, like dam or kaimitz, from what point exactly do we say there no longer is a psul nishbach? From when the dam is niskabel bekli, or from when the kaimitz was placed into a kli? The klal is, once the dam reached the place where from there the zrika is done, or the kaimitz reached the place from where the haktara is done, then there no longer is a psul nishbach. The Torah only gave a psul nishbach if it was in a different makayim before it reached the makayim where from there you're going to do the zrika or the aktara. But if after it already was bekli, it already got to the place where from there the zrika or the aktara is done, then if it falls out, there is no psul that's chal, you just put it back in and continue on. And according to this, the two tzadim of the Ritva are understood very well. Do we say once the ktaris is in the chofnav of the Kohen Gadol, it's already in the place where from there the haktara can be done? And even though the maisa and hechatimtza, technically speaking, he's going to have to put it into a kaf so that he can bring it inside, that's only a technicality, but be'etzem, in din, really the ktaris right now is in a place where it's right to do haktara from. It doesn't have to get to another destination to make it right for haktara. That's the tzad of the Gemara that Yodai is kekli sharis dami. Once the Ketores are in the hands of the Kohen Gadol, it already reached the destination from where the Kohen Gadol could be makter them. The other tzad of the Gemara, the Ritva explained, that soif soif, the Ketores has to go into a kli. That's the tzad of the Gemara that Yodai ketzavar behima dami, that the Ketores did not yet reach the place from where it could be hooked there from. It has to first get to somewhere else beforehand. And therefore, there still could be a psul nishbach, just like dam, before it was niskabel bekli. And based on this explanation, the Avnei Nezer says that perhaps Tosis is really not a stira to the Ritva. Tosis asked the Kasha that if there will be no psul nishbach, then there should be an eitzah how to bring the Ketores in without using a kaf. And we asked that according to the Ritva, once we find an eitzah where you don't need a kli, then that itself should be a reason why there is no psul nishbach. On that, the Avnei Nezer explains that really, even Tosis' Eitzah, if you would not use a Kli, you would have to put the Ketores down on the floor before he picks them back up to be makter them. So if so, on the Tzad of the Gemara, that Yodai Ketzavar Behima, meaning a technical reason, is also enough of a reason to consider these Ketores not yet in the place where they are ready to be hooked there. So if they did not get to the Kli, there is a Psul Nishbach. So even if you will not need a kli, you have an eitzah to bring them in without a kli. But even according to this eitzah, when the Kohen Gadol takes the Ketores into his chofnov, it's really not yet in a place where he could do the haktara from. He's going to have to put it down on the floor and pick it back up again. And even though that's only a technicality, but this tzad of the Gemara understands that a technicality also is a reason to be considered that the Ketoros is not yet in the Mokom where it's ready for Haktorah. So really, Tosis is cooler like the Ritva. The two Tzadim of the Gemara are, do we say the Ketoros already reached a place where it's ready for Haktorah, because he Lamaisa he's going to be makter it from his hands. And even though for technical reasons, it's going to have to be somewhere else in between, either in a kli or on the ground. But since in din, it doesn't have to get anywhere else to be roi for haktara, so that's already considered that it reached its destination, and there's no longer a psal nishmach. The other side of the Gemara, that soif boi kli, that Avnezer understands that since Lamaisa technically, it's not yet in a place where he's going to be able to be makter from, so there still should be a psal nishmach. So even according to Tosis Eitza, where you don't Lamaisa need a kli, but in the end, he's going to have to put it somewhere else before he's makter it, that would be enough of a reason to say that Yodlik and Tzavar Behema, and there's still a psal nishbach. So Tosis has a good raya from the fact that we say that the Kohen Gadol always has to use a kli, and does not do this Eitza of putting it down on the ground. You see that there must be that there is a psal nishbach, since it's not in a place where practically he could already be makter it, there is a psal nishbach, and that's why he cannot put it down on the ground. Now, based on this, the Avnei Nezer discusses another point, that the Sofik of the Gemara is when the Ketoros was nishbach from the Chofnav of the Kohen Gadol. What happens if it was nishbach after it already was in the Kaf? So it would be mashma that there surely there is no psal nishbach. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Zevach Toido, he quotes the Ritva, and he says the Ritva is pashtus mashma, that once it reaches the Kaf, there's surely no din nishbach. The question just is, before it reaches the Kaf, if it fell from his chofnov, do we say that it's like nishbach before it reaches the kli, and there is a psal nishbach? Or since here you don't really need a kli, so there is no psal nishbach. But once it reaches the kli, then the chayr that it's pashut, there is no psal nishbach. However, the Avnei Nezer points out that since we hold the ma'isa, the din is choifen v'choizer v'choifen. After the Kohen Gadol brings the kaf, lefnai lefnim, he has to take the ketoros back into his chofnov, and he cannot be makter from the kaf. So the truth is that even when the Ketoros is in the Kaf, it hasn't yet reached the place where you're going to be makter it from. And therefore the Avnei Nezer says that if you hold Yodoi Ketzavar Behima and there's a Psal Nishbach, then even after it's in the Kaf, there's still a Psal Nishbach, because he has to put it back into his Chofnov. Only once he reaches back into his Chofnov when he gets the Fnai Lufnim, then there will no longer be a Psal Nishbach. And the truth is, the Avnei Nezer had a tzad originally to say that maybe if it's nismazer from the kaf, then the kuliyam there should be a psal nishbach, because the kaf is surely not a place which is roi laktara. And the way the Avnei Nezer explained, the reason why there should be no psal nishbach if it fell from the chofnov is because the chofnov really is a mokon which is roi laktara. The only reason you have to put it into a kaf and then later back into his chofnov is for a technical reason, but the chofnov is really the mokon of haktara. If so, then when you put it into the kaf, then it should be worse. The kaf is not a makom of haktara. So from the kaf, perhaps there should be a psal nishbach. However, he says, surely that's not true, because if you hold that yodoi is kekli shareis, once it reaches the chofnav of the Kohen Gadol, it reached the place where it's right to haktara and there's no psal nishbach, then that would be the same as dam that was nishbach from the kli ala ritzba. Once it reached its destination, then if it's nishbach afterwards, there is no psal. So here as well, once the Ketoros reached the Chofnov, which is the place that it's going to be hooked there from, then afterwards there is no Psal Nishbach. So surely according to the man the Omar, Yodav Kekli Shareis, and therefore if it's Nishbach from the Chofnov there's no Psal, then also after it's transferred to the Kaf, if it's Nishbach from the Kaf, also there will be no Psal Nishbach. But again, according to the man the Omar, Yodav Ketzavar Behemo, then the Avnei Nezer says that not only if it's Nishbach from the Chofnov that's Psal, also, if it's nishbach from the kaf, also it's possible, because it has not yet reached its final destination. The final destination is the chofnov, the second time, after it gets to lufnai lufim and the kodesh hakodashim, only from there do we say there's no longer a psal nishbach. Now, one final point on this gemara before we move on. Based on everything we've said till now, when the gemara says yodav kekli shareis, it does not mean literally that the hands of the kohen gadol have any koyach that a kli shareis have. All it means is that once the Ketoros is in the hands of the Kohen Gadol, that's comparable to dam which reaches the Kli Shareis, that it's already in the Mokom of Haktara or the Mokom of Zriko, and from then on there no longer is a Psal Nishbach. However, there is another Mahalach to learn that Yodav Kli Shareis means more than this. The Mikdash David in Simin Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes a Yerushalmi that asks the same shayla that Ergamor asks, b'shem Rav Papa, with a different lashon. Iboilon chofnaim ma'u sheyasu kekli shoreis lekadish. And the Mikdash David explains the shayla of Yerushalmi. Do we say that the hands of the Kohen Gadol have a koyach to be mekadish the k'tayres, just as kli shoreis is mekadish? And according to this, he says that the suffix of the Gemara is not only b'negeya psol nishbach, it's negeya other dinim as well. For example, psol lina. Tosfos in Arsugya has an arichus. When exactly is the psol lina chal on the k'tayres? Tosfos divar maschil midal posel bo. Tosfos quotes a mishnah in Me'ila that says that k'tayres, once they're put into the kli shoreis, then they could be nifsa with a psol lina. And Tosfos discusses perhaps that's only k'tayres of the rest of the year, but the k'tayres on Yom Kippur does not get a psol lina when it's put into a kli. So in other words, the Kohen Gadol, at the time he's doing the chafina from the machvas, even if the machvas will be a kli shoreis, at that time the k'tayres still does not have kedushas haguf, it has kedushas damim, but something which has only kedushas damim can still have pidyon. Only after something is niskadish b'kli, then it gets Kedushas HaGuf and no longer has Pidyon, and from that point on also there's a Psol Lina. And the way the Mikdash David understands the Yerushalmi, and he says the Pashtus is that the Bavli is the same Shaila as the Yerushalmi, so the Tzad of the Gemara that Yadav is Kli Shoreis, and therefore there's no Psol Nishbach, here Yadav Kli Shoreis means much more than that. The hand of the Kohen Gadol will have the Koyach of a Kli Shoreis, so besides that which it's not Nifsal with Nishbach anymore, there's also a Kedushas HaGuf that's Chal, and from there there'll be a Psol Lina. In the Tosfos Yeshanim, in the end of Dibur HaMaschol, Mi D'Posel Tfol Yoim, the first one of the two Dibur HaMaschols that start that way, so he's also mashma like this, that if you hold that Yodav is Kekli Shoreis, so there'll be a Psol Lina already from when the Kohen Gadol has the Keteres in his Chofnov. So Bekitzer, we said two Mahalchim, what it means Yodav Kekli Shoreis. According to the first Mahalch, all its Negei is the Psol Nishbach, and Kli Shoreis just means that it reached the place from where it's roi to do Haktara from. And according to the second Mahalach, it means more than that, not only the B'negeyat Psol Nishbach, but it's Mamish Kli Shoreis, and from that point on, there's a Kiddush Kli, and it's Negeyat other Dinim as well. Now the next Shaila of the Gemara, Bari Rav Papa, Chishiv B'chafinas K'tayres Mahu, Mi Aminon Yalef Miloy Miloy Mi Mincha, Ma Hasa Mahanyu B'machshava, Hochanami Mahanyu B'machshava, Oiloy. Rashi learns the Shaila is, do we say K'tayres is something which can have the Parsha of Pigol? Rashi brings that the Parsha of Pigol in the Torah is said by a Shlomim, and other Karbonis are Hukash to Shlomim, and that's how we know that Mincha does have the Parsha of Pigol. However, K'tayres is not Hukash to Shlomim, and the Shaila of the Gemara is, can we learn that K'tayres has Pigol from Mincha, which we know has Pigol? Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschol Mi Yalif, he asks a number of Kashas and Rashi, and he says that you cannot possibly learn K'tayres from Mincha, because Dover Halomid Behekish, Eine Chayzer Melamed B'Gzeres Shava. Mincha itself, we only know that there's Pigol through a Hekish, and therefore we cannot learn from Mincha to K'tayres with a Gzeres Shava, because there's a cloud that something which is learned from a Hekish cannot learn further with a Gzeres Shava. And Tosfos learns differently than Rashi, he says that we know for sure that K'tayres does have the parasha of Pigol from a different Pasuk, for that you don't need the Gzeres Shava from Mincha to Pigol. And the Shaila of the Gemara is something else. The Shaila is, which avodas is there a parasha of Pigol? Tosfos says, that's for sure that in the Halacha of the K'tayres, or the Haktara of the K'tayres, there definitely there is a Din Pigol. The question is about the Chafina of the K'tayres. And the Shaila is Chafina similar to K'mitza? K'mitza, we know that there is a parasha of Pigol, because K'mitza is like Shchita. However, Tosfos says that Shchita and K'mitza, they're similar, both of them. The Kohen is mefarish, he separates the chelik gevoya from the chelik ahedyet. However, by chafina, here we have a suffix, maybe you cannot be mefagel, because chafina is different. We're not separating the chelik gevoya from the chelik ahedyet, because all of the k'tayres is chelik gevoya. Even though you're only going to use now one mali chofnov, but what's left, you'll use a different time. There is no chelik ahedyet. And that's the suffix of the Gemara, if you could learn meloi meloi to say that chafina is still like mitzah, and there is Machsheves Pigol in the Avodah of Chafina. So those are the two Mahalchem to learn the Sugya, Rashi and Tosfos. Now in the Pshitas of the Gemara, the Raya that the Gemara brought, that since Tfol Yoyim passels, so Lina will also passel, and since there's a Psol Lina, so Machsheves Lina also will have it in Pigol. According to Rashi, the Gemara is easier to understand. The Gemara is trying to prove that there's a din lino, and from that the Gemara understands that the Ketores will have a din like any other carbon, that there'll be Machsheves Pigel. The Gemara still needs somewhat of a Hesber, but it's easier to understand than Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the question was not whether the carbon of Ketores is a type of carbon which can have Pigel. The question just was about this specific Avodah. The Avodah Schafina, is that considered an Avodah to be able to be Mefagel, just like Shchito or Kmitza? And if so, what was the Gemara proving from the fact that it's Nifso B'Tzvo Yoyim, and that there's a Din Lino, and Machsheves Lino? The question still remains, is Avodah Schafina an Avodah which he can be Mefagel in? Now in the Chedushei Grach al Hashas, Simon Nun Beis, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Hei, Avodah Yom HaKippurim, Malocha Chov Zayin. And the Lashon of the Rambam is, Chafinas HaKteres Avodahi, V'HaMachshova Poisel Ezbo. And Reb Chaim says, this Rambam is Mashma, that he learned the Shaila and the Sugyo, not like Shitas Rashi, that the Sufik was, is Keteres something which can have Pigol? Rather, is Avodah Chafina an Avodah which he can be Mefagal? And Reb Chaim asks, this Kasha that we just asked, if that's the Shaila of the Gemara, what is the pshitas from that which we find psolino and machsheves lino? How does that tell us that avodas chafina also has machsheves pigo? And Reb Chaim explains the raya of the Gemara that we know the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph traces over here the Bermascho midaposelba brings this that the ketores at the time it's made, even if it's made in the machteshes, which is a kli, even if it's a kli shareis, at that time there's no kedushas aguf that's chal on the ketores and there's no psolino. And the Gemara in Shavuos explains, since originally it's made with the intent that it's going to be used all year round, Mamela there's no psolina that's chal on it. So from when does the Ketores get a psolina? So the Ketores all year round, the din is that once it's put into a kli, to bring it to be makter, at that moment it gets a psolina. But what about the Ketores of Yom Kippur? The Arab Chaim explains, from when the Kohen Gadol does the Maisa Chafina, at that moment, this Ketores is designated to be brought as a carbon that day. From then, there already is a psolina. So here, the psolina is not from a Kedushas Kli, rather it's from the Avodas Chafina. And with this, Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, that the Gemara was bringing a raya from that which is a psolina on the Ketores, that it must be that the Avodas Chafina is what made the psolina. And if we see that it's an Aveda, it's what designates the Ketores as a carbon, then surely also it has the koyach to be mefagel, it's considered avoida for that as well. So this is the pshat in the pshitas of the Gemara, Bedas HaRambam, and perhaps we can say the same thing in Tosfos as well. Now as we mentioned before, there is a mahalach to learn the previous suffix of the Gemara, if the yodov of the Kohen Gadol is like a klisharis or not, that perhaps the hands of the Kohen Gadol have a koyach to give a kedushas aguf to the Ketores. If so, at least on that side of the Gemara, then the Avodas Chafina is not what's making the psolina, rather it's the Ketores that are being held in the hands of the Kohen Gadol, and we're giving the hands of the Kohen Gadol a status of a Kli Shareis, so that we look at it as a Kedusha Saguf, which is accomplished through Kiddush Kli, not a Kedusha Saguf which is accomplished through an Avoda. And if so, there won't be a Raya that you could be Mefagel in Avodas Chafina just because Avodas Chafina also makes a psolina, because it's not really the Avodas Chafina which is making the psolino, it's the hands of the Kohen which were giving a status of a Kli Shareis. Now the next topic of Rav Papa, Chishev b'chatias gecholim mahu, mechshirei mitzvah kemitzvah domi yoyloi. So here, even Rashi is maskim that the topic of the Gemara is not about the chefza of gecholim, whether it can have the parasha of Pigel. Because we know already from the Braisa of Hosef Rebbe Kiva, just like he says that the Ketores, and from that we know that there's a psolino. So he said about the gecholim as well, that there's a psol tvo yoyim, and memela we know that there's a psolino. And if so, it's poshut that it can have the parasha of pigol. So here Rashi has two mahalchim. What is the suffix of the Gemara? The first mahalch Rashi says, the suffix is, chishev b'chatias gecholim, mahu lahafsil haktoris. The shaila is, if the Kohen Gadol has machsheves pigol, at the time he's doing the chatiyah of the gecholim, can that pasul the Ketores? And the suffix is, do we say machshirei mitzvah kemitzvah dami? And here Rashi says, v'havelei kemechashiv ba'avvoido. Now the girsa, in the Oiz v'hodor Gemara, they bring a girsa from Ksav Yad, that Rashi says, v'havelei kemechashiv ba'avvoido de Ketores atzmo. Do we say, since machshirei mitzvah kemitzvah, so if he has a machshava in the chatiyas kecholim, that's considered a machshava in the Ketores also, and the Ketores also will be nispagel. So according to this, Chatias Gecholim is definitely Aveda, and Gecholim could definitely have Pigol. The only suffix was, can a Machshava in the Chatias Gecholim passel Victoris? That's one Lashon of Rashi. The second Lashon Rashi says, Lashon Acher, Chishev v'chatias Gecholim, Ma'u Shayifsulu Gecholim, b'machshava zu milahakter aleim. According to this Lashon, that perhaps even the Gecholim itself are not nispagel if he has Machshava in the Chatias Gecholim. And Rashi continues, Lina Shamina de Pasul Bahu, there definitely is a Psal Lina from the fact that there's a Psal Tfo Yoim. Miu Hami Bailan, what exactly is the Shaila? Ihavi Chatiyosan Aveda le Mifsal ba Machshava. Is Chatias Gecholim an Aveda to Pasul with Machshava Spiegel? And according to this Lashon, Machshira Mitzvah Kemitzvah Domi, Rashi explains, Vikihechi de Machshavas Chafina Pasul Bikhtayas, Machshavas Chatiyah Nami Pasul Bikhcholim. According to this Lashon, the Suffolk is about the Avodas Chatiyah. And the Suffolk is, do we say Avodas Chatiyah is just like Avodas Chafina? And it depends on if we say Machshirei Mitzvah is Kemitzvah Domi Oiloi. So Machshirei Mitzvah Kemitzvah Domi has two pshatim. According to the first Mahalach, Machshirei Mitzvah Kemitzvah wants to say that therefore Machshava in the Gecholim could passel the Ketores. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, Machshirei Mitzvah Kemitzvah is that Chatiyah of the Gecholim is an Avodah just like Chafino is Avodah because Machshirei Mitzvah Kemitzvah. Now Tosis in Dibur Maschal Chishev v'Chatiyas Gecholim, he brings Rashi, and he brings what Rashi was bothered by, the Chayr that we know already that there's a Psal Tfo Yoim and therefore there's a Psal Lino, so what's the Shaila about Chatiyas Gecholim? And Tosis says, V'li Nere, and he goes on to say that the Shaila is about the Avodah's Chatiyah, is it considered an Avodah? Now here also there's a different girsa that instead of saying V'li Nere, V'nire Loi, that Tosis is saying Rashi himself is explaining this way, because actually the second Mahalach of Rashi is kemat the same as what Tosis is saying, that the Shaila is about the Avodas Chatiyah, not about the Chefta of the Ketores. And Tosis adds, what's the tzad to say that Machshirei Mitzvah Kemitzvah, and therefore the Chatiyas Gecholim is an Avodah? Tosis says that the Chatiyas Gecholim and the Chafina will call it Chafina Arichta, one long Avodah of Chafina. And together they'll be comparable to the Avodah of Kemitzah, where the din is at a kind is mefagel. Here also he'll be able to mefagel on either part, because both the Chafina and the Chatiyas Gecholim are all part of the Chafina Arichto. Now in the Migdash David, Simin Lamed Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph, he asks on this Nikuda of Taisvis, according to what Taisvis explained, that the Chatiyas Gecholim is an Aveda because it's part of the Chafina, and it's all one long Aveda. If so, he asks, the only way he should be able to be mefagel in the Chatiyas Gecholim is if he's mefagel in both of them together, both in the Chatiyas Gecholim and in the Chafina. Because the din is, this is a sugya menachas, that in order to be mefagel, you have to be mefagel in a whole matir, not a chati matir. For example, the Gemara says that a kaimetz and the levaina, both of them are parts of the mincha which have to go on the mizbeach in order to be mechaper, if the kain is only mefagel in one of them. For example, when he's being makter the kaimetz, he has a machshavas pigol. However, when he's makter the levaina, he had no machshavas pigol. The Gemara says that's called the chatzi matir, and the din is that it's not pigol. It's machalik is tanoim, but we hold that you have to be mefagel in the whole matir. And here as well, since there are two parts of one aveda, the only way that he'd be able to be mefagel is if he's mefagel in both parts. So either a machshava in the chatiyas kecholim, or even a machshava in the chafina itself, either one alone would not be enough. It would only be pigol if he's mefagel in both parts of the Aveda. This is the ha'ara of the Migdash David, the way Tosis explains the tzad of the Gemara, that Chatiyas Gecholim is an Aveda, because it's part of one Aveda of the Chafina and the Chatiyas Gecholim together. Now we'll move on to the final suffix of the Gemara, Boi Minei Merev Sheshis, Haylocha B'smoil Mahu. Here again we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain the Tutzadim of the Gemara. Rashi explains Haylocha B'smoil Mahu. Rashi says, we know that the Kabbalah Saddam and the Zrika Saddam, there surely the din is that Bismail is Pasul. Because the Pasuk says a Lashon of Kahuna, Rashi brings the Klal that anywhere where it says a Lashon of Kahuna or Etzba, the din is that the Kain has to use his right hand. However, Haylocha, Rashi says, the whole Avodah of Haylocha is not mentioned Mefurish in the Pasuk, it's only Midaafka Rachmanu le Kabbalah, Meloshon Haylocha, since the Torah uses a Lashon of Haylocha when the Torah is referring to Kabbalah. From that we learn that there is an Avodah of Haylocha as well. However, Rashi finishes, since it doesn't say Haylocha Mefurish in the Pasuk, perhaps the Psul of Smoil is only going on Kabbalah and not on Haylocha. Tosfos, however, argues, Tosfos says any din, which is by Kabbalah, is also by Halacha as well, since Halacha is learned from Kabbalah. And he explains, what's the suffix of the Gemara, whether there should be a psal smol by Halacha? The suffix gufa is, do we say, since on Yom Kippur we find that the Kohen Gadol carried the calf in his left hand, so that's a raya that Halacha never has a psal smol, and here we won't say Halacha is b'chal Kabbalah? Or no, do we say that here also Halacha is b'chal Kabbalah? And there's some svara why we can't learn Halacha Saddam from the Halacha of the Kaf on Yom Kippur. Now according to Tosfos' pshat, the raya of the Gemara needs more of a hesber. Rav Sheshes brought a raya from the din of Notalas HaMachta B'yaminoi V'esakaf B'smoiloi. According to Tosfos, we knew all along the shaila of the Gemara was, should we learn out Halacha Saddam from Halacha Saddam on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos explains, the kivan de kosev rachman hava achas b'kteiris. V'yef sholasois mavo achas elim ken yoylech hakaf b'smoiloi. Alma hilocha b'smok shero. V'tvei havisvar l'migmar hilocha me'hilocha mi'l'migmar hilocha me'kabola. Tosfos is meirich a bit. It's not so clear what he means. In the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, he explains that Tosfos is making 2 points over here. And that is that there are two possibilities why we might not learn dam from Ktiris. The first possibility was because over there, it's loy efshar, it cannot be done any other way, the Kohen Gadol would not be able to carry the machta in his left hand. And the second possibility was that maybe we do not learn dam from Ktiris. Maybe there are two different things, we cannot learn one from the other. And this Tosfos explains, if Sheshes was poshit, that since the Torah told the Kohen Gadol to do one hava, and it's impossible to do one hava unless he's going to carry the kaf b'smoil, if the Torah would be makbid on halacha b'smoil, if the din is that always halacha b'smoil is possible, the Torah would not have said to do one hava. We would have allowed the Kohen Gadol to do two havois, and this way he could bring the Torah in his right hand as well. From the fact that the Torah said to do one hava, that's megala to us that halacha b'smoil is always kosher. And then Tosfos continues, v'tzvei havisvar l'migmar halacha me'halacha mi'l'migmar halacha mi'kabbalah. Rav Sheshes meant to be poshet this shaila also, that it's more mistaber to learn halacha from halacha than to learn halacha from Kabbalah. So even though we're learning halachas dam from halachas k'tayres, but since they're both halacha, that's more mistaber to learn. So that's the explanation of the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Originally the Gemara had a shaila to say, maybe we should not learn out dam from k'tayres because k'tayres is loy efshar, or perhaps we should not learn out because we can't learn dam from k'tayres. That Tosfos explains that Sheshes is meant to be Peshit, that the Svara of Loi Efshar is not a good Svara because the Torah told him to do one Hava, and that it's more mistaber to learn Halacha from Halacha and not to learn Halacha from Kabbalah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.